I am taking so much testosterone, let me tell you.
Wait, are you? Oh, wait, do we? I don't have that on. Where's the thing? Okay, wait. I'm going to put this in a post, so hold on.
Does everyone know what time it is? Tumor time! That's right. Nuka Brand Tools proudly presents Tumor Time, now with Tugs Puppy Bear and Rue the Cookie Eating Vulpine.
Okay, so give us the tumor update.
There's no real tumor update.
Bullshit! You just said something about taking testosterone. That's a tumor update.
Okay, fine.
Tumor
I've
time.
I've just seen that I've been a lot more angry. Angrier than
usual. Oh, you're getting roid rage.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, first of all, when did you start this testosterone? I think the last time we talked to the audience about it and shared all your personal medical information, you were thinking about it.
Well, no, we ended up reducing. No, I told you last time that I was over, didn't I?
You weren't sure where you were going with it.
Okay, well, so I did take testosterone. It's the growth hormones that...
The androgel stuff? Oh, the growth hormones. KKK, yes, yes.
I haven't taken the growth hormones yet, but the androgel stuff I've been taking, and then...
How long is this?
The doctor told me that it's way too high, and I had to reduce...
is this over like 2 or 3 months?
Which I was completely feeling like I'm a whore, 100% normal.
Whore. And you said whore. you heard that, right?
No, I heard you said horny.
Horny, okay.
Okay.
Okay, wait. How long ago did you start and when did you change your dose? Months?
It's been a couple months, but I've reduced. Okay. And I have been finding that I'm actually more like aggressive. And
so you're a little ragey?
Yeah, well, no, things get me more frustrated than normal. And it can be a little tiny thing and it doesn't necessarily line up the way that I want it to go. Like, for instance, the house. Like, the other day, the couch was... We bought two couches and they weren't lined up exactly the way that that I felt like that they should go or something like that. And I kind of just a little bit got really upset, frustrated and stuff like that. So dumb stuff.
But you know, but you recognize it, which is important. That's important that you're aware of it.
But it
know?
Takes me time to be sure. able to like, you know.
I went through a period where I tried changing to a different anti-anxiety med. Was a bad move, and I got like that too, where it was just like, that spider over there is pissing me the fuck off. I'm gonna go over there and commit grand murder, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is that kind of stuff. So other than roid rage, like, have we seen other changes? Have you like bulked up? Is your penis longer? Like no, like these are people want to know. I don't look. I'm not gonna go around taking tests. I've got tons of testosterone. I don't need more. So.
I mean, I guess I've grown instead of like four, I mean, like three little Homer Simpson hairs on my chest. I now have four and they're longer.
Can we put it on the show notes page?
The picture of my hairs. No.
Homer hairs. Everyone is literally thinking right now of three little hairs on your chest.
Exactly.
Homer hairs. Okay. So what's next for your tumor? Is it shrinking? Are we doing anything with the tumor?
No.
Okay.
So I have to do another test eventually, but I won't really have an update for a while until the doctors say, okay, we need to go in, you need to take it again, and then charge me $1,000 to pay for another look in my brain.
Well, if there's healthcare.
Yeah.
And we're back. And I also want to confirm that on the break, I did take a look. And in fact, there are two Homer Simpson hairs between two large Marge Simpson breasts on Rue.
Ah, you're so horrible. That is so terrible. And Marge Simpson doesn't have a lot of breasts.
Neither do you.
That was horrible for Marge. Just kidding. Oh, I wasn't talking about me. Just kidding.
And he has a happy little treasure trail. So all of you who have a crush on Rue, just imagine.
Which is nobody.
Just imagine. I'm done.
Fifty Shades of Grey, the Valley Girl edition, season 2. is brought to you by like the walls in the mall that are totally, totally tall. It's amazing. Oh my God. So my friend and me, and we were down there and it was so cool. And that's what's going to happen. This is so cool. This is the callback episode. All right. It's what happens again. We're back to Valley Girl. As if. I wanted to move, to ride, to escape, or to welcome, or to, I don't know, why don't we just keep using the word to over and over again? Because, you know, to, I don't know, it's so overwhelming. I can't pull my arms, my legs are stuck, and like, I'm totally held very firmly in place. And again, he strikes across my breasts, and I cry out, and like, totally, he's such a sweet guy. It's such sweet agony, bearable, and like, just totally pleasant. No, not pleasant. That's not the word I looked for. Like, he's just so very, oh my God. So, there I was, and not like my skin, and he's blowing me in perfect counterpoint to the music in my head, and I'm totally dragged into a dark, dark part of my psyche that surrenders. It's like when I'm talking about Sasha. Oh my God. Do you know that kid? She's such a bitch. Oh my God. I don't understand it. We just switched from Valley Girl to like the sassy gay guy. I'm not really sure what just happened in this, but fuck it. It's all free. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're just getting this shit on this podcast for free anyway. So why don't you just like send $5 into this thing and drink some gin? That's right. Gin. It's beautiful stuff. Why do you keep telling me to drink more gin? Oh, yeah, because it gets funnier. Yes. He hits me across my hip. Across my hip. Okay, I got to break character on this one. Across my hip. You know there's a damn bone there, right? You know, like, oh, yeah, you just hit me in the bone. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. So hot. Across the hip. I don't understand. He hits me across my hip. That's actually, this is after saying that it surrenders to the most erotic sensation. Hitting across my hip. Does the writer of this book actually understand how, like, physical human beings are, maybe this is written by aliens. Let's switch. That's going to be great. He hits me across my hip. Then he moves in swift blows across my pubic hair. The alien was on my thighs, down my inner thighs, and back my body, across my hips. God, she just keeps writing like this. He keeps going as the music reaches a climax, and suddenly the music stops, and so does he. That's right, came really early, just like Christmas this year. Oh my God. So that was happening, and this is 50 Shades of Grey, and season 2, and totally.
So, please, Tugs, will you read us the first email?
So, my apologies to Lyra. So, it's not Lara, it's Lyra, which I went and fixed in the show notes. But she sent us a couple voicemails. We got that great Google transcription. And then she stopped sending us voicemails for whatever reason, but I liked them. So, I'm going to edit on the fly. It is a bit long, so I apologize. She says, "Hey, Tugs, Koru, Firebreath, Rue, and everyone over at For What It's Worth. Lyra the Fox here. I got an email account. No more audio files."
Aww.
she says that her mom found the site and took her phone away. After a few moments, she looked at me with the biggest bitch please face and said, "Fur porn, really? So thanks for that." Apparently we're the fur porn podcast, and she's banned her from it. Well, you know, we are explicit. Just saying. Anyway, she says, "Any whore..." There isn't any horn here. "I thought I'd send in some of my thoughts on a few of the past topics, so I will blitz through these. Video games and the fandom. I'm into Animal Crossing. I enjoy Undertale." There's the Undertale. "Which leads me to liking Anthro characters, including Undyne and Azrael." Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
She likes Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. "Next topic is suicide and depression. I suffer from depression, anxiety, ADD, PDA." She has a public display of affection. "Pathological demand avoidance." Not public display of affection. She literally knew what I was going to say. "And possible OCD." She's doing her best to stop, so she's offering support to other people. She's been a target of bullying. Bullying has been a consistently listened to episode. It is an evergreen for us, isn't it, Rue?
Mm-hmm. I love that episode, except I don't love bullying. That's terrible.
Right, but it was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender furs. Her boyfriend's a trans boy. Coming out, she came out to her younger brother, whose fursona she created for him is a gray rat named Smokey. And she says, "Anyhow, sorry for the long-ass email. I understand if you want to skim it on air." Well, I did. "Hope I'm not overwhelming you. You can react to it on air if you'd like. Have a great day." Also, she says, "I have to do this."
I like being anal. No, she didn't say that. She said that you had to read the...
Why bother?
Ah. I like being anal.
Ah.
I love it. I love it. Next email from Kira.
Oh, no.
Here's what it said. Kira says, "Just a quick note that it was digging into my brain the whole time I was listening to the episode about porn. I highly suggest looking up Pornography, The Secret History of Civilization. It's an amazingly informative documentary that starts in Greece and up to the early 2000s. For anyone who wants to learn more about why we call porn what we call it and how it came to become what it is, please look it up and watch it. It's nearly 6 hours long, but worth watching if you like porn. Now, if you are interested in the evolution of porn and how it's had an effect on Western society." Signed, Kira the Kitsune. I would like to find out more. Please send me a magazine.
Awesome. So I have Fox Pup's email. "I've noticed that a lot of personas have multiple eye colors or colored eyes. I was wondering what brings that about, because I don't know what makes mine have multiple color eyes." Wow, I can't read today. So yeah, just basically it's science. No, there's actually a legit reason.
Magic.
Magic! Harry Potter made it that way. No, I actually, when you messaged that, I actually went through and I looked it up a little bit. What is the
heterochroma?
Heterochromia. Yep. Actually, I work for the Humane Society. We get a lot of dogs with heterochromia in, and it's the cutest thing.
So, yeah, it's just basically they have a different color in each eye because of that lovely sciencey term that I can't pronounce.
That's kind of like how I can't say digitigrade.
Digitigrade?
That thing. basically, what it means is that your eyes are straight, and so you have a different genetic combination in each eye for the colors. But if your eyes are homo, then they have the same color. So most of everyone's eyes are actually homo. Homochromia.
Yes.
I actually did some quick anecdotal research, and I you guys just moved so fast, and it was in relation to the comment that Amethyst said about I work really hard on some pieces of art and it gets maybe 10 faves, but I, you know, just draw a dong with like the back of a pencil and it gets a million faves. So I chatted over at Little Chew and I said, "How much of a bummer is it when you upload art that isn't porn or fetishy and it gets 3 faves, but kink art with less works gets 10,000. He says, "It's quite depressing. Many artists hate that how you do something that takes you hours and hours of your effort and passion. You are looking forward to the reaction of people and you don't get anything. Meanwhile, something that you did in 5 minutes gets all the comments and faves." You're fucking with people's passions.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we gotta keep moving. This is so good. See, we could have done a whole episode on this. All right.
So, Falcon's email.
Falcon, your podcast is amazing in every way. I'm new to the fandom, and you guys have shown me what it truly was. It means so much to me to have that new light in my heart, such as this fandom. I've had friends leave my side for being furry, but there are those that accepted me and share their furry experiences and how it pertains to their lives. You guys inspire me every time I hear an episode, just to remain true to myself and never lose hopes on my dreams. I have depression, and life itself gets hard, but listening to you guys and your advice makes my day a lot better. Continue to be awesome, and I thank you for helping me find an awesome family and showing me that depression is easy to fight. Thank you for creating the one thing I will always look back on. Hashtag no regrets." Aww.
Yay!
I want my toaster.
That's a feel-good. That's a feel-good ender email. Aw. I feel like an internet hug is in order. Make hug sounds.
That's what the sound does. That's new furry. When there's a new furry made, that sound plays somewhere.
Yep. It's like when the angel gets its wings. A bell rings. except the sound mate.
Every time a bell rings, another guy's fucking a gay guy. All right.
Oh my gosh.
We're changing schools. Okay.
Well,
I want
to say thank you so much for emailing this. You have no idea. I had a really bad day, but then I got this email and I'm like, oh my gosh. I was super thrilled. I had to like show like 6,000 people. So thank you so much for sending that in.
You showed a lot. Six people.
Yay! And I'm glad you found something to help with your depression. I find that generally you have to find something. And no matter what that thing is, if you found it, hold on to it. Because it's one of the more important things. Definitely.
All right, Cottle, we're going to give you Amethyst sea milk.
Okay. All right. In your last episode on furries and how important porn is to them, you were wondering if there were furries on the other side of the fence yelling at others to stop murdering next door. I guess I'm on that figurative fence. A little background, I'm asexual / objectum sexual and did join the fandom through porn, but not in the way most would think. Back around 2008, I'd been on DeviantArt for a few years and was annoyed at how restrictive their rules were. I didn't want to upload titillating smut. I just wanted to draw comical cocks. A furry friend of mine who watched my stuff suggested I join for affinity. You don't have to even be a furry. Well, I joined, and yep, the first porn I uploaded was a jokey image of two cars boinking. Personally, I didn't find vanilla furry porn or pin-ups interesting. Being OS anyway, the human form doesn't do much for me, and sticking a load of fur on top doesn't help. I do like more monstrous character designs, but tend to prefer the scenario and kinks on show than the characters taking part. I do draw porn for myself, and occasionally on a commission basis. It tends to be my hottest seller, although I don't often share kinks featured with my clients. It does dishearten me that I can spend hours on detailed, safe-for-work artwork I'm really proud of and get maybe 10 faves. But if I upload more roughly drawn, less artistically interesting images with a fox with a giant willy, it gets 40+. Sad face. It's interesting to know how important pornographic work is in other fandoms, as it's such a large part of furry. While I understand showing pride in something kinky you're into, there's a time and a place for it, such as appropriate furry or kink websites. In private, and with consenting friends, fet moots act. It's just that some furries take a little too far, sharing smut where it shouldn't, wearing fetish gear, mersuits, diapers, pet play at cons and in halls act. An example would be the mess that that was Tony the Tiger Gate. Some furries just didn't seem to have any common sense. It opens the community up to more hate and stigma, puts people off joining, and gives the public a skewed idea of what we are as a group. Keep your porn for special private times, else it spoils the flavor if you brag about it 24/7, I say. Smiley face. And I'm still friends with the furry who first suggested I go to FA, so we can blame him for my being furry Amethyst.
I want to point out Tony the Tiger Gate.
Everything's a fucking gate. Someone could fart and they'd call it fart gate.
Anything that stops somebody from doing something, it's something gate.
Now I'm just imagining like a butt with a little like picket fence gate on it from the word fart gate. But anyway, I do feel this because like I said, I write stuff on commission, but I myself am fairly asexual and I do like some kinks. I'm a big transformation fan. I like more hypnosis. But I'm not like a prude because, again, I write porn for a side living. But the more sexual elements don't really get to me that much. So occasionally when I write something for myself and it's more character-based or more, you know, focused on the elements of the kink outside of the sexual experience, it will only get like one comment or like 10 favorites or whatever. And that is a little disheartening because then it creates this odd feeling that you're alone in what you like. And that's never a good feel because, like, I'm a little niche on occasion. I'm a little odd. And that's not a great feel. It can make you a bit bitter towards the more popular things that, you know, do get the favorites and the things that do get the looks. And when that happens, you kind of start hating your own work. And I hate that. I hate that so much. But I'd say you kind of have to realize that's what's happening and then not begrudge people that. Because, again, I don't, like, support people wearing, like, full-out bondage gear in the middle of the lobby at the con hotel, obviously. But, you know, in this fandom, if you go to that FA, you're going to see porn on the front page unless you got safer work on. You're going to see dicks and vaginas and all of that stuff plastered everywhere. And you really can't be embittered towards it. You just kind of got to find the few. Yeah, you just kind of got to find the few people who do like what you like and commiserate with them.